The Drifters, Honey Love from 1954 here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
We have with us in studio, Pat Sabiston, an instructor with Education Encore. Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
We're glad to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is so nice to have people in studio. Certainly interesting people.
Well, thank you.
You're an instructor with Education Encore, which is a non-credit, but certainly enriching education opportunity here at Gulf Coast State College. And you teach writing. There's a class you teach, which is 7 ways to capture your life story. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's really interesting in that people get really retrospective when they're older. Mm-hmm. And they wonder what kind of legacy they're going to leave for their children. You know, older people will often leave behind furniture, money, property. But what is the thing that people really remember about them? And that's the tangible thing that we try to do in that class.
Certainly. Not only asking yourself the question of what is the story that I have lived?
Correct.
But teaching and learning a way to communicate that.
Correct.
To form it into a way that makes sense and follows a storyline that someone else can follow your life along with you.
Correct.
Not only the writing portion, but also the publishing portion. How do you get the thing you've just made to an audience?
That's one of the major questions that people ask in the class. I come from a publishing background, and so I give them different options. You know, it used to be in traditional publishing, if you self-published, oh my goodness, you were just horrible. And now that is such a open avenue to authors. And I have had students who have self-published, and then I've had students who go the natural way of traditional publishing in magazines and periodicals. So it just depends on what they... Not everybody wants to publish. Mm-hmm. Some of these people are doing it just for themselves, and that's all we work on.
And certainly, at a bare minimum, if you just simply want to do and learn and have an experience... Mm-hmm. To kind of focus your mind on communicating your thoughts and your life. This is an excellent way, no matter whether you decide to publish, take it up all the way to a publisher, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. just for you to have something and say, I did it.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the thing. I don't want people to be intimidated. Mm-hmm. People, if they write, they're writers. It's not an imposter syndrome. But there are people who are intimidated by the very word writing.
Yeah.
And I get people in there and they'll say, oh, I'm not very good. Well, it doesn't matter. You're doing this for yourself, just like you just said, Caleb. This is for you. This is for your family. So we take basics and help them build on that, regardless of their level of experience.
Which is wonderful.
That's awesome.
Education Encore is about a month long. Registration is currently open.
Currently open now. It starts the 24th.
Of September.
So they need to get in soon. Now, I understand if they came in that morning, they could register that morning, but it starts early, and so they need to get registered soon.
Yeah.
Certainly. And it looks like it's about an all-day class session with rotating periods.
Correct.
For a variety of courses, not only the writing course that we have here, but also other enriching things as well.
Exactly.
Now, if you want any more information about this, you can go online to gulfcoast.edu/encore. Mm-hmm. It'll give you a list of the courses. Give you a list of the times and contact info if you have more specific question that you'd like answered. Pat, how did you get started in writing? You had said you had a publishing background.
Right. I have been a writer since I was a little girl, but I really got into it in the 70s and 80s, and I was with an all-woman publishing company, which was very new at that time. And then I became the executive director of the Publishers Association of the South, which was all the traditional publishers from New York down through Florida and over to Texas.
Excellent. And that turned into later on in your life.
I own a marketing and PR firm.
Lord have mercy.
And that's I've been awesome. Here since 92, and Bay County has been very, very good to me. Yeah. And now I write for several magazines. I write for Go Magazine, which is a local magazine as well. And of course, everything that I do in my business, marketing and PR, is mostly writing.
Yeah. And
but I want to say one more thing.
Please.
I just published a children's book. And when I put out a call to artists through Jason Hedden, a Gulf Coast State College student did my illustrations. She is now down at UCF, and her name is Taylor Johnson, and she did a wonderful job of illustrating this children's book.
That's the wonderful thing about Gulf Coast State College,
yeah,
and certainly the community here in the area. Is
start here, go anywhere.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
There are all manner of education opportunities and connections.
Connections, yes.
For you to have opportunities, yes, along with everything.
I love the collaboration that we can have here at Gulf Coast. It's awesome.
Certainly.
Well, it was just one phone call to Jason Head, and he jumped right on it, and we did a call to artist, and it happened.
Speaking of calls, we're going to be talking, yes, to him shortly. but of course, if you want to take Pat's course, along with the other variety of interesting topics that are going on in Education Encore, you can register now. It's going on from September 24th to October 29th, mm-hmm, so about a month long of instruction. All that information is available.
But it's only on Fridays.
Only on Fridays.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not all
thank
month.
You. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. Only on Fridays.
Excellent. So Education Encore, only on Fridays. So you have the rest of your week to,
exactly,
take care of other stuff.
Yes. Yeah, to write.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All that information available online at gulfcoast.edu/encore. Pat, thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have Mr. Jason Hedden, the Division Chair of Visual and Performing Arts, here on The Mix.